With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. This week has been a lot of fun. We have got a chance to catch up with some former Royals pitchers, former Royals outfielders, find out what they're up to, and just reminisce on old times. It's a slow week in sports with the All-Star break, so we wanted to do something a little bit different, go outside the box, and catch up with some former Royals players. Our final guest in our mystery blast from Royals past. He pitched from the Royals from 2002 to 2004. He is on one of my favorite teams of all time. We welcome on former Royals pitcher Daryl May onto the show. Daryl, so we're doing this segment to find out what people like yourself are up to. So what's going on in your life?
So I am in Austin, Texas. It's where I've been for 21 years now. Longest place I've ever laid roots for the longest time. I'm here. I am a head coach at a private high school here. And on the side a little bit, I also work with my former agent recruiting potential draft guys out of the state of Texas.
So I was doing a little reading on your career, and you spent 4 seasons in Japan, and that's actually how you got found by the Royals. Tell us the story of how you got to Kansas City.
Yeah, so, you know, I was at the point in my career where going to Japan, you kind of felt like once you went over there, nobody really came back to play in the big league. So I kind of thought that was it. I was going to go make as much money as I could, enjoy playing baseball, and that would be that. And I was with the Tokyo Giants and had a real good season with them. We won the Japan Series, and it just so happened to be that Allard Baird was over there. And I don't know who he was there to look at, but he saw me pitch, stuck around, watched me pitch one more time, and then, you know, the rest is history. I just asked me if I'd be willing to come back and play in the States. And, you know, of course, I didn't grow up wanting to play baseball in Japan. I grew up wanting to play in the MLB. So it was kind of a no-brainer to get the opportunity to come back and pitch in the States again.
So you get your opportunity in Major League Baseball from the Braves. You then spend 3 seasons in Major League Baseball and then go to Japan. What's the difference is playing Major League Baseball versus playing in Japan?
That's a loaded question. You think baseball is baseball, but you get over there and just the style of play is completely different from practice all the way through. Obviously, you got a language barrier you got to get around. But once I felt comfortable with that, just, you know, the way they go about things. I've seen some of the craziest things over there where guys would be hitting 500, 600 on the week, and all of a sudden they don't have a good batting practice with the manager watching. He just doesn't think that they're ready, so he doesn't put them in the lineup. Little things like that. So what I learned, especially for position players right away, is you got to give it 110% during practice because there's a chance you might not be in the game if you don't. Obviously, being a starting pitcher, I had it a little different. And they kind of let me do my thing my own way once I showed a little bit of success over there. So it worked out for me, but just little things like that.
Right now, we're talking to former Royals pitcher Daryl May. He pitched from the Royals from 2002 to 2004. So you come over with the Royals. Your first season is in 2002. You don't have the success in which you want to have. What's your thought process as you're going through that 2002 season?
Really, my thought process was just to get healthy again. I ended up pulling my hamstring pretty badly in that season, and then rehabbed it, came back, and my first start back, did it again. So, you know, I just think that once I had it to where my hamstring wasn't bothering me, it was more of a mental side of getting, you know, trusting that it was healed and getting my mechanics back in order, because, you know, when you have an injury like that, you really kind of change things without consciously thinking about it. And so I really just needed to get my mechanics and mental state back around, and, you know, was hoping for a better 2003 season at that point.
So I'm reading your stats here. You went 4-10. You had a 5.35 ERA, but the Royals re-signed you to a one-year deal. How surprised were you that you were able to get another season with the Royals?
Honestly, I wasn't that surprised. I think, you know, Royals, we were not doing very well that year. I think it was a really rough year for the Royals. I think Howard Baird saw that, you know, I was injured, so he really didn't get a good look at me. He didn't get to see what he saw in Japan when he came over and saw me pitch there, and so he knew that there was more there. So I just knew that 2003, I needed to do something do something quick. Otherwise, you know, probably wasn't going to last long.
2003 was certainly a special Royals year. I've told this story so far this week because we've had some of your teammates on the show. That was the first winning baseball team that I ever got to watch, that I ever got to follow. You guys got off to such a hot start. You guys were able to finish that season over 500. When did you realize that you guys had a chance to do something special in 2003?
You know, honestly, I think it was probably right before All-Star break for me. You know, I think we went into All-Star break that year leading our division. But up until then, I was always kind of worried, you know, are we going to have a big injury? I think Mike Sweeney was having some back issues, maybe starting of it. You know, some players were playing a little hurt at the time. So I was always that concerned. But it seemed like once we hit All-Star break, right before All-Star break, we kind of were running on all cylinders, and it looked to be going our way.
Give me your favorite or your best Tony Pena story.
There is too many Tony Pena stories. I just loved his energy that he brought day in, day out, even when things were not going well. You know, fake it till you make it, and that was Tony. He would come in with a smile, and I don't even think it was fake. He was just happy all the time. And a ton of energy. Obviously, he was a great player, had a great playing career, and, you know, brought that same energy to managing.
What really clicked for you in 2003? You led the team in wins. I remember there was this saying called Lima and May and the other days we pray. You were one of the constant staples on that 2003 rotation. What really clicked for you that season?
Well, I got healthy, first of all. I got healthy and I got to where I trusted it. That was a big key. And then I started seeing the success a little bit in games. Then I hit a rough patch early on. I hit a rough patch, and I think Tony actually threw me in the bullpen. Probably more so than anything, to light a fire under my butt, and it worked. And then he put me back in the starting rotation, and you know, things were going well for me there. I was able to go out, get 6-7 innings a lot of the games, and you know, not really looking at outcome, but just my outcome. Unfortunately, I had a lot of no decisions in that year, but you know, I was able to get deep in the game, so it kept our relievers from having to come into the game early.
Right now, we're talking to Daryl May, former Royals pitcher from 2002 to 2004, joining us on the show. You talk about energy. That's what Jose Lima was. He had such an infectious personality. I think he was maybe the most popular player on that 2003 team. I'm sure you guys spent a lot of time together. What are your most fondest memories of Jose Lima?
Again, I'm a lot like Tony. He's full of energy. I always admired the fact that he could have a relationship in between innings with fans, and still, by the time he got back out on the mound, be focused and ready to go. That was not my case. I was, from the time I went to the bullpen to get ready for the game until after the game, mentally I had to stay focused, had to stay the course. This guy, it was like, you know, it was one big party, just having fun the whole time. But when he stepped out between the lines, you could see the focus shift, and he was all business at that point.
Did you guys notice how the city really gravitated towards you guys back in 2003 and the energy that the city had for you guys?
Well, absolutely. It was a huge contrast to my first season in 2002. You know, we didn't do well at all. And then, you know, for us to turn around and actually start to put together a winning season, and you brought in good energy, some different people, and, you know, obviously you could see the numbers grow at our games. More and more people were coming out, and it, you know, made for a fun environment. You know, like anywhere else, when the team's doing well, people will come out, and Kansas City really showed up.
So we had Jeremy Offelt on the show earlier in the week, and he had really fond memories of Mike McDougal. And I remember I was like 14, 15 back in 2003, and I remember the bullpen song that would play whenever Mike McDougal would come out of the pen. I felt like he had such electric stuff. He was so unpredictable, but that's sort of what made it fun. What do you remember about Mike McDougal?
I remember holding my breath for the first few pitches every time he came in, because exactly what you said, it was unpredictable. He had an electric arm. I mean, you know, going back to 2003, not that many people threw that hard like they do today. And the ball just came out of his hand, but there were times where he had no clue where it was going. And then there were other times where he had pinpoint accuracy. So, yeah, it was definitely fun to watch him. He was a fun guy to be around, you know, kind of laid back, very laid back guy. Just go about his business. You look at this big, tall, lanky guy, not thinking that he's going to be able to throw as hard as he does, but then, you know, throw him out of his hand. Well,
talking to Daryl May here for a couple of more questions. Daryl, when you think back to the 2003 season, what sort of pops out to your mind? And when you think of your time in Kansas City, those 3 years that you played here, what most stands out to you?
Well, I'll tell you, in the 2003 season, it was, for me, I remember when I got demoted to the bullpen. In the first game, I pitched in relief. I came in Toronto and ended up going, I think, like four innings or something like that, in a tie ball game that went extra innings, and really kind of felt like that kind of set the tone for me at that point. And going forward from there, being able to go deep in the games when I got back in the starting rotation, that kind of meant the most to me, because I really tried to take pride in what I was doing. I felt like I was doing the most I could by helping my team, by going deep, giving us an opportunity to win each game. And so for me, that stuck out the most. What hurt the most that year was after All-Star break, when we ended up not winning our division. It was just one of those things where, you know, I thought we had the momentum going and we could hold on to it, but we didn't. So, you know, from the 2003 season, that's probably some of my most memorable stuff. As far as my time in Kansas City, gosh, we loved it there. You know, we loved it so much we ended up buying a house in Overland Park, you know, which is the cardinal sin. You buy a house, you end up getting traded. That's exactly what happened. But, you know, from my entire time there, looking back, I mean, there was a lot of different great moments.
That is Daryl May joining us on the show today. He pitched from the Royals from 2002 to 2004. Daryl, one thing that's been really cool this week with sort of talking to players like yourself and interaction with listeners is everybody feels the exact same way about that 2003 season. It was so much fun, and you guys still have a very special place in our heart. So thank you for coming on today, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for thinking of me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.